A cribbage game in Crossfield earlier this year produced a once-in-a-lifetime hand for Carstairs resident Herb Ferguson. During the weekly crib game at the Crossfield Golden Key Club on February 7, Ferguson drew a 29-point hand, a highly rare feat compared to a royal flush in poker. "It's really hard to get," said Airdrie senior Richard Montgomery, a former Crossfield Golden Key Club president and club member who was playing in the February 7 game. "My father-in-law played every day of his life from the time he was about 8 years old. He lived to be 92, and he never had one, and never saw one either." In order to score a 29-point hand in crib, Montgomery explained a player has to be dealt three fives, as well as a jack that is not the same suit as any of the three fives. Then, the cut card, the one turned over before the pegging phase, must be the remaining five. "That adds up to 29 points," Montgomery said. According to cribbagecorner.com, the odds of being dealt the elusive hand are 1 in 216,580. To put the feat into a similar perspective, the odds of a royal flush in poker are about 1 in 650,000, according to UpswingPoker.com. Montgomery said Ferguson didn't initially realize he'd been drawn the 29 on February 7, but after it was pointed out by his fellow players, everyone's excitement level around the table was amplified. Someone sitting next to him said, "Holy cow, you've got a 29, he said. Everyone jumped up and people ran for their cameras. They were taking pictures and there was some great excitement. The local senior said this is the first time he knows of that a game of crib at the Crossfield Golden Key Club has produced a 29-point hand. And the club has been around for 50-plus years, he said, adding they have approximately 80 members at the moment, many of whom play crib regularly. Afterwards, Montgomery said the club created a special plaque to commemorate Ferguson's achievement, shaped like a cribbage board and a 29, and with the date of the game and his name stenciled on it. Montgomery said Ferguson isn't aware his feat is being published in local newspapers, and that the club wanted to surprise him with the impromptu media coverage at their next game. "I'll cut it out of the paper and post it on our bulletin board," he said.